Hello, welcome to the We Like Sports podcast, where we're going to talk about some NFL National Football League. We're here with some divisional round action. I'm your host, Christian Yegnazar, with my other host.
Hi, I'm Daniel Cardenas. How's it going?
How's it going?
Sarul.
Let's get into things. That's what we like to do.
Let's do it.
Down here in the Bayou. But yeah, we're here to talk about some football. It's the divisional rounds. It's playoff time. You excited, Daniel?
I'm excited, man. Both our teams are alive. Let's do it.
Yeah, and just if we have some new viewers, Daniel, for some reason, likes the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
He's a Cowboys fan, and I'm just out here saying, who dat? Who dat say gonna beat them Saints? No one. I'll tell you that right now. So should we dive right into it this
Let's
week?
Let's do it.
All right, Daniel, what do we got on the docket?
Well, first we've got a matchup between the Colts and the Saints. I mean, well, not the Saints. The Colts and the Chiefs.
Should we talk about MVP first, or?
Sure. Who do you think will win the MVP? The regular season MVP.
I think that's important to stress. Yep. for me, regular season MVP is Drew Brees.
Are you sure about that?
I'm very sure about that, Daniel.
Why?
Why? Let me tell you why. Sure. It's actually quite simple. Well, first, I want to hear who your MVP could possibly be.
Well, it's Mahomes. I mean,
he's
carried the Chiefs all season long. 50 touchdowns, it's unreal. He joins the names of other greats like Brady and Manning. He's insane. This man is on another level. Breeze, okay. He's got Kamara, he's got Ingram, he's got, what's his name?
Michael Thomas.
That man's insane. He went to the Pro Bowl, right? Or he's
correct.
Going to. So, I mean, Mahomes.
So you have Mahomes?
All right. First year starting.
Really, let me tell you, that, again, doesn't matter about what happened last season or the seasons before. But let me tell you why you're wrong, okay?
Sure.
2009, who won the MVP? I think it was Peyton Manning, right?
I think so.
Yeah, 2009, Peyton Manning. Who wins the MVP in 2011? Aaron Rodgers. What do both these years have in common? Drew Brees leads the league in passing yards and passing touchdowns by far, putting up like numbers much like Mahomes is right now. Did he win either of those two seasons? No. Instead, who won? Let's go to 2009. 2009, who won? Peyton Manning. Let me tell you why Peyton Manning won. Peyton Manning won because he was the more clutch, more accurate, and performed better against good teams. He was the clutch quarterback who could be relied on as a veteran. That's who Manning was. Who was Drew Brees? Drew Brees was the hotshot throwing for 5,000 plus yards for who knows how, like, what time that he's done that. Throwing an incredible amount of touchdowns. Doesn't win the MVP. Let's go to 2011. Same exact thing. Who wins? Aaron Rodgers. The clutch quarterback. The one who has a winning record against good playoff teams. So. sorry, viewers. We just looked up.
Our producer
just showed us a picture of KD. Kevin Durant. Producer, this is an NFL podcast. I don't know. He's gone off the rails of the crazy train. That's what I have to tell him. No, but back to the point. This year, Patrick Mahomes is actually similar to Drew Brees in 2009 and 2011. He reminds me of that. Let's go through the important stats as precedent has shown. Okay? Drew Brees is 6-1 against teams in the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes is 3-4. Drew Brees has 7 game-winning drives. Patrick Mahomes has 2. Drew Brees leads the league in completion percentage with 74. Patrick Mahomes has about 66%, I believe, around there. I don't want to... Around 66, 67. Drew Brees is by far the more clutch quarterback. He is by far the more accurate quarterback. He is by far the more prolific quarterback against better teams. Therefore, according to precedent, Drew Brees should win the MVP. It's close. I grant you that. But to me, it's Drew's award. Prove me wrong. You know those signs where it's like, Drew Brees is MVP, prove me wrong or something? What does it say? Yeah, Drew Brees MVP, prove me wrong.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm telling you right now.
No, yeah. Okay. Well, I see your point. But I don't think the losses, at least on the Chiefs' end, I don't think they've been like Mahomes' fault. Like, I think they could easily have gone undefeated this season.
But wrong. I disagree.
He's put up at least, you know, high 20s, 30s every single game. He hasn't lost a game scoring 10 points. You know what I mean?
Right, but Mahomes has thrown interceptions in the end of games showing that he is the reason they lost.
Right, but Brees has also done the same thing.
Correct, but there's less losses. We have less losses. But then, and the wins, again, mind you, are against playoff teams. The Chiefs don't have those more key playoff team wins against playoff teams. They just don't. Who do they lose to? They lost to the Patriots. They lost to the Rams. In these high caliber games, they just fallen short. Why? Because Mahomes has performed in the game, but he has failed to perform in the last 2 minutes. And that has been something that has been valued in the past, and I believe it should be continued to be valued with Drew Brees winning the Most Valuable Player award. And by the way, do I need to add that in the last game of the regular season, do you remember the score of the Saints-Panthers game? Nope. It was atrocious. By far, one of the Saints' worst performances in the Dome. That was in the Dome. Who was the quarterback? Teddy Bridgewater, not Drew Brees.
They ran the ball the whole time, didn't they?
They did not. Michael Thomas played. Mark Ingram played. Alvin Kamara did not play. But it was clearly a different offense, illustrating that Drew Brees is super essential to that offense. Also, I don't the weapons that Patrick Mahomes have are unparalleled to what Drew Brees has. I know Kareem Hunt is no longer there, but he had him for most of the season. He's one of the best running backs. He has I grant you that New Orleans and Kansas City's running back situations is quite similar. So let's call that a draw.
Well, not anymore, right? Well,
not anymore, but I'm saying throughout most of the regular season, right? We'll call it a draw. But the interesting part is that we go to the wide receiver corps and the tight end corps. Who does Drew Brees have? Out of both those corps, he has one, Michael Thomas. That's it. And he has a bunch of no-named Austin Carr, Tre'Quan Smith, Keith Kirkwood, Josh Hill, Dan Arnold. Like, who are these people? They're undrafted free agents. A lot of them undrafted rookies that are performing. Why? Because Drew Brees is elevating them to that level. He doesn't have the same threats as Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins. Who else do they have on the Chiefs wide receiver? I mean, it's just the firepower. Travis Kelce, who set the record for most receiving yards by a tight end, got broken by George Kittle, but set the record for the most receiving yards by a tight end this season, breaking Gronk's record. I mean, come on. That's three weapons that Drew Brees only has one. And you double-team that one, and then that's where the Saints struggle. So, I don't know. That's just my take.
But do you really want him to win MVP?
Yes.
But since 2015, the regular season MVP has lost Super Bowl every single time.
Cam Newton should win.
Cam Newton?
I'm unbiasedly saying who should win. This is who should win.
Matt Ryan.
All right. Enough of this.
Then Drew Brees.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, he won't get there anyways, you know.
Yeah, he won't get the MVP. I do think Drew deserves it. I just want to make it clear that Patrick Mahomes will win the MVP. But I believe
Drew Brees. What do you mean? You just said the Brees was going to win the MVP.
I'm saying Drew Brees should win the MVP. However, what will happen is Patrick Mahomes will win. Because having read from our sources, thank you, producer, sources tell us that, I'm reading the article right now, that voters are leaning towards Patrick Mahomes simply because of his outlandish 5,000-plus yard 50-touchdown season, which is great, but it's just not what they voted on in the past. So that's disappointing, but that's just what's going to happen. It's wrong, but that's what's going to happen.
Sounds good. Alrighty. So do you, let's just dive into the matchups. Let's go into the first one.
Oh,
yes. First game. The Colts. Chiefs.
Wow, Colts at Chiefs. That, well, all, I have to be honest, all these matchups are, like, mouthwatering. I'm very excited. Very excited.
No, yeah. There's going to be a lot of excitement this weekend. It's going to be fun. I think we'll see a very high-scoring game this time around. I think Andrew Luck, this man has been just out of his mind. He's been playing out of his mind ever since he got a legit offensive line. This man's been injured just for a long time, and now he's finally back healthy. I think I can see him putting up at least 30 points on that Chiefs defense. I think at the end of the day, if they can control the time of possession in that game, if they can run the ball effectively against Kansas City, I think they'll keep Mahomes on the bench for most of the time, and then they'll just win the game. It'll be close, but...
So you're going Colts?
I think the Colts are going to win this game.
That's an upset. Really, wow, 6-1.
But they're really hot right now. I mean, they've won a lot of games.
They did start 1-5 or something like that, right?
Yeah, 1-5.
Yeah, so I agree. The spread is in favor of Kansas City. The Colts have won 10 out of the last 11. Luck is having an incredible season. Probably will win most improved player. Or comeback player. Easily. I don't see anyone challenging him. Offensive line, incredible. Quentin Nelson has worked wonders out of Notre Dame. Has worked wonders for that offensive line. Incredible turnaround there. Shows you the importance of having a great offensive line for a quarterback. Completely changes the dynamic of the passing game and the run game as well. And
for sure, and they still have, you know, weapons. They have T.Y. Hilton. They have Ebron. Yeah. They have
Eric Ebron has showed up. Finally. I've been waiting for him on the Lions. Just didn't do anything. No, he's finally decided to show up, and it's at a perfect time for the Colts.
It's perfect, yeah. And then on the other side, the Chiefs. I mean, what can you really do? Their defense just has to bend and not break. I mean, Mahomes, he's going to put up... It's going to
bend a lot.
He's going to put up his share of points, but if these guys can't stop Andrew Luck, if they can't get to him, it's just not happening.
And you saw, like, last week... The Texans, who have a decent defense, J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, with the secondary, they have the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, great secondary, and they just could not stop Andrew Luck and the Colts. That was thorough thrashing.
But I think...
And quickly mention, the Colts defense is coming to play now with their rookie Darius Leonard, who's playing absolutely out of his mind. Just him and Leighton. This year's draft class has been incredible. Darius Leonard, Leighton Vander Esch, this linebacker corpse out of the 2018 draft has just been fantastic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, but on top of that, I just think that Kansas City, they have a coaching advantage. I think Andy Reid, if he devises a really strong game plan, if he could figure out Andrew Luck, if he could put the pressure on him, I think they can get the job done. But I just don't think Andrew Luck's going to turn the ball over. I just don't think they're going to make, you know, mistakes. They're not going to have all of these flags thrown. I think they'll be very calm, composed, and I think they'll carry themselves to a win against the Chiefs. I don't think Andy Reid.
It's tough.
Unfortunately, I don't think he'll get his win this time around.
That's very tough. Tough, amazing season by the Chiefs, but I actually agree with you. I see it season ending tomorrow. It's a bummer. It's absolutely gut-wrenching for the Chiefs and Andy Reid to get that elusive playoff win. But like past years, they got the wrong opponent at the wrong time. And that opponent is streaking right now. That being said, if they do find a way to win this game, I'm taking them all the way to the Super Bowl.
I mean,
because they've had down, they've been down, they've lost. Like I said, Patrick Mahomes has not. The Chiefs have not been faring well against playoff teams 3-4.
Yeah, I mean. They just have to get over this hump right now. I think the Colts, it'll be the biggest challenge defensively for the Chiefs. The Colts can put up a lot of points. But, yeah, I mean, they're going to need their home crowd to show up.
And yeah, Arrowhead is a tough place to play.
They're going to have to really take the game over.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'll be great.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. We'll provide you with more analysis after the game. But, yeah, very fascinating matchup over in Kansas City in Indianapolis. Next up, we have in the AFC, we have the Chargers at New England in Foxborough. The spread is New England, but only by 4. What are some initial thoughts when looking at this Chargers-Patriots game?
This game is going to be a lot closer than what's really being said around the league, media. It's really up to Sony Michel, I think, for New England. And I think it's up to the Chargers defense to stop Brady as well. Rivers, he's 0-7 against Brady all time. It's just unreal. He's due for a win. But at Foxborough, with the Pats being rested, with Belichick coming up with a plan, unless he wants to sabotage Brady again, I think they'll come out with a victory, the Pats. But I could see it being low scoring easily. Yeah. I could see both of them scoring less than 20, honestly. But only time will tell.
Only time will tell. Yeah. So you're going to go ahead and pick the Patriots in this one.
I think so. It'll be a close game.
Yeah. Well, I initially was leaning towards the Patriots, but I'm going to go ahead and pick the Chargers in this one. And let me tell you why. Oftentimes, teams coming off a bye week tend to have a slow start. That's just history shows that. And the Patriots secured a playoffs position quite early on in the season. Just because their division sucks. I mean, that's what happens. So they haven't had really a lot to play for in a really long time. So I'm looking for a really slow start for New England. And Rivers and company to come out firing. Mike Williams, Keenan Allen to come out firing. I'm looking at Melvin Gordon to have a huge game for the Chargers against a so-so Patriots defense. I'm looking at this, and it's just, it'll be close. Patriots will make a comeback, but Chargers are going to take this one. Rivers will finally get his win versus Brady. Get those ghosts out of the closet. I think he's due for a win. He really is.
They'll have to get a couple turnovers.
Yeah. I loved the way the Chargers defense played against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens last week. They did struggle a little bit in the fourth quarter, but they shut down the Ravens. And the offense was able to perform away again against an incredible Ravens defense. If they can perform like that away in a Ravens defense, I don't see them having trouble putting up points on a weak Patriots defense. So I think for me, the key players are Melvin Gordon, keep TB12 off the field. And for New England, it's honestly that D. If they can slow down Phillip Rivers and the Chargers, they'll win this game. Because Tom Brady will put up the points necessary to win. That's whether the defense can stop the Chargers from scoring more than that.
Yeah. I mean, Gilmore is having an outstanding year.
He is.
I think as long as... Well, we know that the Pats can put up points. I mean, they beat the Chiefs. And I don't think that you can put much value in the Ravens game with Lamar being his first playoff game as a rookie. And on the other side, we're really going to have Brady, you know, dinking and dunking. So, we'll see. It'll really be a close game.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
I think one thing that's pretty continually true throughout all these four games is that they're all going to be close games, I think. Yeah. And I think
it would be shocking.
It would be shocking if there's a blowout.
It'd be shocking.
I think the least shocking, if there was a blowout, would be this next game, though. Eagles at Saints. I think...
Oh.
Let me explain. I'm not saying it will be a blowout, but I feel like this would be the least shocking only because the Saints have already done it against the Eagles. Granted, different team, different time. But these teams just don't...
Very different team.
But these teams just don't... Like, one is clearly better than the other. New Orleans has a better defense. They have a better offense. They have a better quarterback. They have a better running back. They have a better secondary. They have a better defensive line. They have a better... I mean, do you want me to keep going? They have a better head coach. They have better play calling. I mean... Now, of course, as a Saints fan, like... Saying this scares the crap out of me because...
I mean, you're still playing the defending Super Bowl
champions. We're playing the defending Super Bowl champions with the reigning Super Bowl MVP at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
And St. Nick is scary, dude.
He's scary.
I'm scared. Dude,
this man's on fire.
Carson Wentz is sitting on the sidelines like, please do not win this game. I need a job.
Yeah, it's over. He's fired.
He's like, let me please lose. Carson Wentz is about to like slash some ACLs
yep.
Right before this game so they can lose. No, but I think the Eagles are extremely hot. They just beat an incredible Chicago Bears team in Chicago where the Rams couldn't even score a touchdown. The Rams couldn't score a touchdown
right.
In Chicago.
They could have easily lost the game, though. I mean...
It's true.
Unfortunate with the kicker there. But, I could see why you think that, you know, it has the potential to be a blowout, but... In the playoffs...
I'm not saying it will be a blowout.
It's possible.
I think of the four games, this probably has the most likelihood.
Right.
Either this one or the Colts game. Because I do think... If either team goes on a run, it's not good news for the other team.
Right. No, yeah, I think the Eagles are going to put up a good fight. They believe in Nick Foles.
They believe
in Doug. It's very evident by the shrine that they made in the locker room. So much for Carson Wentz.
Poor dude. I feel bad for that guy. Like, honestly, like, great season 2 years ago. Then he's just... average this season. Eagles aren't going to the postseason. There comes along Nick the Goat Foles.
I mean, yeah, Foles has shown that he can carry them to the promised land and he can win. So it'll be a good matchup. I'm hoping that Sean Payton, he could back up his actions, you know, showing the money, showing the trophy, the Lombardi that they won.
Yep. Get those rings out. Get that $201,000 Super Bowl bonus that each player will receive if should they win the Super Bowl.
But I'm sure he knows his team. He knows how to motivate them. He knows how to point them in the right direction. And I'm sure he has a solid game plan as long as it isn't.
I hope so. As long as
it isn't, you know.
I hope so. I hope that doesn't push their attention to the next game. That's what I was concerned about when I heard that. So what's your pick ultimately for this game?
I think the Saints will win this game. I think it'll be convincing. I think they'll win by 2 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's close for the first 2-3 quarters. It's going to be a tough game. But I think at the end, they'll just have a huge lead. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Saints will pull out the W. It'll be a really close, hard-fought, physical, mental, tough game. Hate to say it, but I could definitely see some injuries happening here just because of the emotions on the line.
I thought Bounty Gate 2.0.
I mean, I don't want to comment on that right now, but I'm just trying to win a Super Bowl. No, I'm kidding. Except not really. I really want to win a Super Bowl. We'll deal with the consequences later. No, that's Eagles Saints. We're both picking the Saints, I guess, to pick. So with this, you think they beat the spread?
I think so. I think they'll score 14. I think they'll beat them by 14.
I think it'll be over the spread.
Yeah, I think like 35-21. I think
the Saints are averaging 30 in the dome field. You can't forget that dome is going to be buzzing. I promise you, as a New Orleans lover, having been in that city loves their Saints. Last year got back in the playoffs. That dome was rocking. Fans describing it as deafening. And we need to get a decibel reader in there because we're about to break the indoor stadium record tomorrow. Or Sunday, sorry. Like I said, it's tomorrow. But, yeah. Next up, last but not least, we have America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, playing the Los Angeles, California zone Rams. Wow, this is a juicy matchup.
This is the game.
I don't know if it's the game.
This is the game.
All right, well, it's the game for Daniel. But yeah. I think this is a juicy matchup. I really do.
Very juicy. Very.
So what
are your thoughts?
My thoughts is the Rams are a better offense.
Are you sure about that?
I'm very sure about that.
But their performance in December has been very lackluster.
Correct. But I still think they're the better offense. I mean, you're not going to change my mind. Jared Goff is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott.
But I don't know about that.
Todd Gurley's a better running back than Ezekiel Elliott.
I don't know about that either. That's
Brandon Cooks, Robert Woods.
We've got Cooper, rest in peace, Cooper we've got Cup. Beasley, we've got Jarwin.
Or better.
We've got the boys. The boys are ready to win.
And this might be the most controversial comment of all time.
Oh, no.
Sean McVay might just be a better offensive play caller than Jason Garrett.
Sean McVay? I think so. I believe in Sean McVay.
Just a bit better than Jason Garrett. A little bit, you know. Jason Garrett, I'll give him credit for getting the Cowboys in the playoffs, but Sean McVay is definitely the better coach. This matchup, he's had a week, 2 weeks now to rest his players. Todd Gurley is rested for 4 weeks. Watch for him to literally blow up. Literally, he's about to explode for 100 yards plus against a great Dallas defense.
Right, and Jason Garrett, I mean, even though he's my coach, he's had a week, you know, to prepare. He's had a week to prepare clapping. So, we need this man to dial up the plays. We need this man to be, you know, very aggressive. I think as long as we don't turn the ball over, we've got this game in the bag. Just run it, first down, second down, make it third and manageable.
And run it again.
Just do it over and over again, just chew up the clock, 6, 7, 8 minute drives, and it'll be over in no time. But I'm afraid of Gurley. I'm afraid of this man. This man can go off for like 200. That's how good he is. But against our defense, with the linebackers, Smith, Van Der Esch, we've got Lawrence on the line, we've got Gregory, we've got the best defense remaining in the playoffs.
I agree with
We've got the potential to shut these guys down. We just need to make sure that Cooks doesn't go off, and I think we'll be fine. I'm afraid of Cooks, though. He's fast. He's very fast.
He is, and let me tell you why this matchup is just so fascinating. It's because...
it's the Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys match up. The Dallas Cowboys are the worst team, in my opinion.
And what?
They're the worst coach team as well.
From the 8 playoff teams?
No, between the Rams and the
just Cowboys. Between the two?
I think the quality of players on the Rams is better than the Cowboys. When we were looking purely on paper. However, the matchup is perfect for the Cowboys. Like, I can't illustrate like how perfect this matchup is.
It's perfect.
It's perfect because what do the Cowboys do well? They have two incredible linebackers, Jalen Smith, Leighton Van Der Esch, which you mentioned, who are going to go find the ball carrier and bring him to the ground. Right?
Yep.
They're two of the best linebackers. And I was talking to Daniel earlier, our producer earlier, that there are there's very few linebackers that can cover Alvin Kamara in the National Football League. One of them is Luke Kuechly. Right. The other is Jalen Smith.
Oh, you forgot one of them.
Which one?
Sean Lee. Skip's lover, Sean Lee.
Skip's.
Of course.
Yep.
We've got two guys on our team that can cover that man. All right. No, but yeah.
And so they match up. Todd Gurley is a huge threat to go off, but I love Jalen Smith and Leighton Van Der Esch's shots and shutting him down. And like you said, it's going to come down to can Dak Prescott pass the ball? Because let me tell you something. The Rams cannot defend the pass. Aqib Talib is back.
Defend the run.
They can't defend the run either. But, so it'll be, that's why it's fascinating. And against what everyone is telling me, Christian, the Rams are better. The Rams are home. The Rams are this. The Rams are that. But I'm picking the Dallas Cowboys to win this game. Yes. And go to the NFC Championship.
No, yeah, they're the better team. I don't believe in Goff. I don't believe in this.
He's
man.
A system quarterback. I do think he's a system quarterback, and I think teams are starting to figure out Sean McVay's system, and that's not good for a system quarterback once that system gets figured out.
I think we'll find out like soon enough. I mean, we saw it last season, but when the big moments arrive, this man isn't going to show up. This man's just going to choke. Yeah. I just don't think he could get the job done, especially with a defense that's... I think so.
How many big moments has Dak been in?
I mean, just this last game, he had a 3rd and 14. Well, he ran for 16 yards. This man's, you know, flexing. So
he's a grown-ass man, as Ezekiel Elliott would say.
As long as, you know, they keep feeding Zeke, they put the pressure on Goff, I think... It'll be a great game. But I'm sure we'll see a couple turnovers on both sides. I'm hoping this game, as a Dallas fan, goes fine. But
yeah.
We'll see.
We will see. That I don't want to jinx them. They're picking the Cowboys?
I'm picking them. I think it'll be close.
Yeah.
Just so I don't jinx them. But I can see them winning by 20.
I don't want to jinx them, but they're going to crush the Rams away. But yeah, no, Jerry World travels, I think. And I think it's going to travel well to Los Angeles, a team which is relatively new, so it's not. I find it interesting, Rams slogan is whose house? Rams house, or something like that, when they're playing in USC Stadium. I just don't get it. It's kind of a weird main, that's like their main slogan, and it's not even their house, it's our house. Our house being the US, I don't know, United. University of Southern California Trojans. But yeah. That wraps up the four games, which is absolutely crazy.
It's going to be action-packed.
It is going to be action-packed. But now, let's move on. First of all, we just want to thank our sponsors. Sure. Over at Maximilian Gunnara Ventures. They help us fund the show. We get snacks. Like Kirkland Signature Crepe Bite Chocolate Things from Kirkland Signature, Ralph's, I mean Costco. Shout out Costco. But no, Maximilian Gunnara, not only does he help us financially, he helps us morally and emotionally. And that's something that no other venture will do for a company. Correct. So we're extremely grateful to be backed by Gunnara Maximilian Ventures. You have words for them?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, moving on to the reason you listen to the show, besides every other reason you listen to the show, which is every single minute we're speaking, is a little portion we like to call HOT takes, hot takes, where we come up with completely, we don't come up with our thorough analysis, we come up with some somewhat ludicrous claims that will inevitably come true because we are purely some of the best two analysts the National Football League has ever seen. Daniel, do you have a hot take for us today?
Sure. I'm not
Daniel's
sure.
Hot take is going to be like the Cowboys are going to win by 100 points because
that's the interesting. Best. I have a similar hot take.
I knew it.
I think the Colts are going to put up 45 on the Chiefs.
Wow.
45.
Well, how many are the Chiefs going to put up?
High 30s. I can see them putting up like
Jeez.
Yeah.
What's the record? I wonder what the record is for an AFC. Producer, can you check that out?
Who, the Colts?
For an NFL playoff game, what's the record most number of points?
Well, producer, the Seahawks in the Super Bowl put up like 50 on those guys, right?
Yeah, but the Broncos didn't even score. So.
Like total? Like
yeah.
Combined score?
Mm-hmm.
In the postseason? Or in the playoff, or I mean, in the regular season.
Postseason. 113. Okay, they're not gonna do. Oh my lord.
73.
So our producer just told us what the score. So the Washington Redskins actually outscored the Giants 72-41. And you heard a seven. That is a seven, and then a two. Right. So 72-41. That is kind of crazy. So they're not going to break that record, are they?
Yeah. The Saints could have put up 72 on the Eagles in the regular season, dude. But they, you know, took their foot off the pedal.
Just a bit. But that is funny. So you think they're going to go, what, close to 198 points total?
I think so. It'll be up there.
That's crazy.
It'll be up there for sure.
Wow. I'm seeing that game more in the 20s or 30s, to be personally honest. My hot take is that wasn't that hot. That was pretty lukewarm. I think that's very possible, actually. No, my hot take, again, it's a little bit harder to come up with hot takes in this format, but my hot take is the Arizona Cardinals will never win a football game for the rest of their existence.
What?
The Arizona Cardinals.
Wait, what the? I
guess. Will never win another football game. Never. Why?
Are they moving?
Ask me why.
Why?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh.
I hate you. Wow, those strong words. I don't really hate you.
He just
don't,
wants his money.
I really just don't like you for what you did to us. I don't hate you, Cliff. If you're listening to this, hire me. Actually, don't. I don't want to be on. Actually, yes, hire me. I'm on your staff. Don't worry. Wait, I don't even know what I'm saying at this point, Cliff. He's not even going to listen to this. I'm going to stop talking to Cliff. No, that is not my hot take. My hot take is that the Seattle Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl. I don't know. My hot take is that...
the Panthers can win the division.
No, shut up. My hot take is that we're going to see in the Super Bowl 2 6 seeds going against each other. The Indianapolis Colts versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
Why?
2 6 seeds in the Super Bowl.
But I thought you just said the Saints were going to win.
This is a hot take, Daniel.
That doesn't make sense.
It's hot. It doesn't not make sense. It's hot. That's the point of it. No, but this could very well happen. The Philadelphia Eagles, let me just.
Well, I don't think the Colts are beating the Pats or the Chargers.
Can I just take you on a ride real quick?
Sure.
Cool. So the Saints are a juggernaut of a team. Let's say somehow the Eagles pull this out with Nick Foles. Let's just say.
It's possible. It's really possible. 50-50.
If they do that, the amount of belief in that team is going to be hard-pressed to find anywhere else. And they would be going up against a worse team in the Rams or the Cowboys.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean you don't know
about that? I don't know. I think both those teams are better than the Eagles.
No, I'm saying... Wait, what?
You're saying the Eagles would be playing a worse team, right?
No, I'm saying... Worst team than the Saints, both the Rams.
Well, I don't know about that. Right. I don't know if the Saints are really the number one.
A lower seed. They will be playing a lower seed.
Yes. I mean,
okay. I can see them with that belief going.
Saints lose, I mean, come on. They're done.
And then on the other side, you have the Colts. 10 of the last 11 games have been W's. In that W column, Andrew Luck is on fire.
Same time, who did they play?
He's on fire. They just beat the Houston Texans.
That was never really. I don't
Houston
know.
Texans.
The Texans.
Okay, wait. Just let me explain. And then, not only that, if they beat them, if they beat the Chiefs, there's no stopping them. There is no stopping them. Whoa. The Colts. I mean, the Patriots, the Chargers. They ain't got nothing on Andrew Luck. They ain't got nothing on Quentin Nelson. They ain't got nothing on Darius Leonard. Trust. 6-6. That is the rank. That's the seed of both Super Bowl teams this year. Storylines all about it. The press wants it. The media wants it. The media wants 2 Super Bowls. They want that 6-6 Super Bowl. And they want Drew Brees versus Tom Brady Super Bowl. So let's see what happens. That's my hot take.
They won't, yeah. A lot of things are possible. The rematch is possible. America's team versus the wannabe America's team.
Who's the wannabe America's team?
The Pats. And then
no one wants to be America. No one wants them to. No one.
And so, we'll see. I mean, it'll be fun. We could have the Saints, the Chargers.
Can you imagine Chargers if there's
replace
two LA
Breeze
teams
with Rivers?
Yeah, there's a great storylines. Any way this shakes down, I would be interested in seeing a Chiefs Saints Super Bowl, even battle of the MVP prospects. Prove me right, you know.
And the Rams, Chargers.
Rams, Chargers. Yeah. That would be absolutely off the chain.
Battle of the bandwagons.
That means we're getting a parade though here in LA for sure.
If the Chargers win, they should just go back to San Diego and have their parade over there. That's where the real ones are. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. StubHub, not a fan. But, yeah, it'll be an interesting week. We'll be back to discuss what exactly happened in predictions for the conference championships. Daniel, you have anything else you want to add?
I'm looking forward to this game today.
Yeah,
and for the rest of the playoffs, it's going to be very exciting. I think this is the best year in recent memory. It's been just fantastic.
It has been. That's why the NFL is the greatest sport, professional sport right now. Heard it here first from Daniel Cardenas and Christian Yagnazar.
Alrighty, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening. If you made it this far, it's 3:03 and 40 seconds here in Los Angeles, but we are here recording for you. And something I want to add from another one of our sponsors, the Blue Yeti. We received the Blue Yeti mic, and we are adding them as one of our sponsors. We love you, Blue Yeti. If this sounds incredible, thank Blue. If it doesn't, help us buy a new mic. Thank you for listening. If you're a new listener, a new viewer, and you don't know who we are, and we don't know who you are, please drop your name in the comments. Leave us a review, a good review. But yeah, Dan, you want to sign off?
It sounds, yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds How are you good. Doing? Sarul.
Alrighty. Alors. We'll see you guys next time. Au revoir.
Peace. Goodbye. Hoodat.